Namaste. My name is Will Simra. I'm an international meditation master. Today I want to speak how to speak any language within 6 months. So I came across all the time on YouTube how to learn a language in 6 months on TD. And so I want to speak about this. So I speak also several languages, and for sure English is not my native language. No? So the first method, what I want to introduce, and makes total sense, is that you go to a foreign country and speak only this language from this foreign language to other people or to the foreign people there. Only this. And in the beginning, you stutter like crazy. Yes. And it is embarrassing. Yes. But you have to go through this language barrier and as fast as possible. And there had been two guys who traveled within 1 year, 4 countries, and have learned 4 new languages, and this even Chinese. And it worked. And if you don't do so, you never will learn fast a language. Only this language. And it is allowed to use Google Translate, a travel guide, language travel guide, regardless what. The main point is that you speak and go through this anxiety, through this failing, and through all this process. Yes, it hurts very much. How I have learned Thai. First, I went to language school. I could not speak anything after that. It was so ridiculous. And then I've learned Spanish. Then I went to South America. And I could understand my anxiety to make failure is the biggest hindrance. And then I had to come back, had a Thai girlfriend who could not speak any English and who didn't like to learn English. So what? I learned Thai from Putpasar Thai. Because I had to speak it, regardless of how many mistakes. Makes sense, no? Okay. So we have to push through the zone of fear, anxiety, and it is hard, no? It is the only way to learn faster language. There's not as other method what is working so crazy. Good enough. So then there was another TED talk about how to learn a language in 6 months, as I have done in 3 months. Okay. And he said you don't need a talent to learn a language. Why? Because every baby can learn every language. And this baby doesn't need any talent for that. It will just hear and speak. For sure, in the beginning, many mistakes. There was only one baby on the world who could not speak the native language. That was me. So I have learned English. Oder verstehst du Deutsch? So, makes sense. No? Okay. We need a relevance. An importance for what we want to speak. Makes sense. Because then we can memorize it. We need a focus on the contents, what we want to speak. And through this, we learn the language. We make the conversation in our mind up. All possibilities, what can go wrong, and so on. I was speaking French. God, it was so damn hard. And then I was anxious and so on, just to speak. And this had worked. So, use your new language as a tool to communicate from day one. This is the most crucial thing. We master tools by using tools. Okay, what is relevant? Learn this. No? When you first understand the message, you will unconsciously acquire the language. And this is the reason why I can speak English, because I've learned first to read English well. And even with a very lousy education, even very worse in English, the first book was so damn difficult. But afterward, it was easy. Language learning is not about knowledge, it's about applying. And the comprehension is the most important thing. Then the next thing is we need physiological training about sounds for hearing and speaking to train our ears and our muscles to speak. When you hear such German to speak English, he say the. The English say the, and they bite on the tongue all the time, and I'm scared of it, so I don't do it. You see, the English guys are more, they're not so cowardly. Okay. More brave. No. the. Okay. Okay, some of you. When you teach your baby a language, the baby watches your face and hears your sound. And it bubble, bubble, bubble first wrong. But when it sees your face, it can understand. For instance, I need over 4 years when I was a kid to learn. I could not speak Schlange. It was. And then the L, it was too difficult for me. Schlange, okay, I can say it now. So the other thing is, when I was in India, so we were singing bhajans, and bhajans from all areas of India, so with every language from India. And so we have learned the pronunciation, just to sing it. Many words are the same in India. Okay. But still you have to learn the different sounds. No? And this is through training. And then the next thing is also we have to be relaxed. If we are under tension, it's hard to learn anything. We have to go in alpha state, relaxed and happy. Curious, we learn everything very easily. And not from this school principal or teacher. And so this anxiety, the kids cannot understand him. And they fail because of this worst teacher. And so it is with mostly of all language teacher what I had. They're lousy people. Big ego trip. And they don't want to help you. So I learned my language all by myself. Because I don't trust English teachers. You need to be tolerant of making mistakes. Yes. And not a teacher. And then afterwards, I don't want to make any mistake. I fail. I cannot learn anything. It's just so. Just speak. And if you speak wrong, you don't care. After some time, you can learn. Because You don't know the sounds. You have to require the right sounds through speaking first wrong. And after some time, you improve. Have you learned a music instrument? You play all the time wrong in the beginning. And after some time, you play right. But then you learn a new piece. Again, you play wrong. But without training, you cannot learn to play any melody. It's the same with every language. Get it wrong. And after some time, we acquire, we get the right songs, sounds. So, and if you want to understand 100% perfect, go home. No? You cannot learn any language. So we have to be comfortable to get some words. My Thai is awful, but still I can acquire what the people mean. Not everything, but it's enough for me. And not from everybody. Some people I can connect and speak directly and we understand, other people I cannot speak with. Okay, there's sometimes they have a dialect, okay, I cannot understand. Then the other thing, you think this will not work. Okay, the Netherlands have, their language is Dutch, and it is somehow connected to German, to their dialects. And sometimes you go to other parts of German, you don't understand anything, and this happened to every German. Because the dialects are so different in German. And so they have created a higher language. This is called German. Okay. For instance, in Bremen, I cannot understand Platt and so on. It's their own language. So you go to Holland and they speak English like me. And this, they recognize that you are German. They speak only Dutch. From the starting point. If they recognize you're a German, they speak Dutch. They don't want to speak any English anymore. And that is great. And then you understand after some time the Dutch. It's work. It works. Believe in one thing, it works. Don't get it right from the beginning on. Okay. Action. Seven action. Okay, and then you'll have to learn the foreign alphabet because the pronunciation is different. The English alphabet is so different from the German alphabet, but the German alphabet is so similar to the Spanish alphabet, the pronunciation of the Spanish or of the Italian, because the German has a Latin pronunciation. But for English people, every other language has a different pronunciation of the alphabet. Every. Believe in one thing. English pronunciation is crazy. No? Okay. Seven action for rapid language acquisition. No? Okay. Listen a lot called brain circle. If you see TV here, radio, then you get the sounds. And you understand some words. After some time, you understand more. No? And you listen to the rhythm because the rhythm is sometimes very different. No? The Spanish rhythm is different from the English or from the German rhythm. Focus on the getting the meaning first through body language. You just see and you know that intuitive what the guy wants to say. Okay. Oh, I speak with hand. Oh, this is everything. Okay. Start mixing. It doesn't have to be perfect. Mix your words up to a new content. This is it. This means 10 verbs, 10 nouns, 10 adjectives makes 1,000 possibilities. And for English, 1,000 words is good enough for 85% of the meaning. And you can mix it up. This I make all the time. I know only very less Thai words, but I mix it up. And then you cannot say it directly, but you mingle it and so, and then you mix it and somehow, okay. It's not a direct connection, but you get it. And the other gets it also. 3,000 words makes 98%, and you don't need 9, you need 500 words is enough. They put two books in your new language. You learn first, what is this? How do you say it? I don't understand it. Repeat that, please. What does that mean? This is this far farthest question you have in your mind, and then you can say something and get through your anxiety. Pronouns, a second word is a pronoun, common verbs, adjective. For instance, yes, no. What is no in Spanish? No. What is no in India and Thai? All the time it's my chai. It's all the time the same thing. Okay. Pronouns. Okay. You, that, me, give, hot. This is simple things. No? Or called by week three, you should saying things like simple pronouns, nouns, verbs, connect them. And then you need the next week, week four, glue words. But, and, even, so, therefore, I also don't know what mean also. I never use also in the English language. Okay. Okay. Action four, you get somebody interested in you as a person that is just like a parent for language, so that it is safe to speak, to make mistakes, so this person help you to understand this message. And then you say you are not in this foreign country and never find such guy. There are no foreigner in your country. I don't believe that. But you have an Android phone or you have an iPhone. And they exist HelloTalk and Hi Native. HelloTalk, Hi Native. What you do? You get this, and then you can chat and speak with the other guy in this foreign language, and he learns your language, and you learn his language. And it's for free. And even the teaching is quite cheap. Many people like to speak to foreigners, and so it's the easiest way, and it costs nothing. No? So how should the language parent teach you a new language? Try to understand what you are saying. It doesn't need, this is wrong. No, you're slipping in the face and go. It's an awful teacher, but if you try to understand what you mean, for instance, Thai people try everything that they can understand your style. They have total patience. Does not correct mistakes. They should answer with a correct. The Thai doesn't correct your language. For instance, they have patience. Confirms understand by using correct language. So they give the context back in the correct language. Use words that the learner knows. Simple words. Spouses are not very good at this. Okay, I agree to this. But not all the time. Some spouses are very good in teaching language and they should not make this ego trip on it. No? Oh, what is the next paper? Okay. Copy the face. You have to get the right mask to so that you can sound in a way that other people understand you. For instance, for German is hard to speak as Spanish are. We say rapido, this is strong R, Raffaello, no? Not Raffaello, no? You hear it, you see it, and then you learn it. No? For me, it was very hard to roll the R. Then the next action, direct connect. Instead of repeating a word, connect the word with a picture, like fire and so on, and then you see the letters and so on. Somehow you can connect it. So, how it smells it and so on. So you get the bridge and then you can memorize it much easier. And for the English people, for instance, they have all the Latin words, or many for the French language and so on. And the, for Thai language, the help was that I could understand the Indian language, so they have the Sanskrit word of the Indian language. Okay, thank you that I could speak to you, and I hope I have helped you, and bye.